Give 270's 2020 Unicorn Bourbon Raffle is back. Your $20 ticket gives you chances at our exclusive assortment of 20 Michter's products. 20-year, 10-year, toasted barrel finish, and more. And all names go back into the pot for a chance at our grand prize, a Michter's 25-year. Tickets are available until 7 p.m. April 3rd, with a drawing at 8 p.m. on our Facebook and YouTube channels. Visit give270.org to grab your tickets. Charitable gaming license, ORG 000-2703.
Welcome back. It's another Whiskey Quickie, and today we are looking at the fourth limited edition release from Maker's Mark as a part of their wood finishing series, and this is FAE02, or what stands for fatty acid esters.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I like those fatty esters.
I remember when we did FAE01, and I was like, I don't even know what this stands for, and then everybody in the comments was like, it's fatty acid esters, like, do some research.
I know. We're still faking it until we make it.
I know.
But I've been a big fan of these. These are, because Makers is usually all about consistency, and these are like fun little one-offs, and so far they've all been great.
For sure. So let me give you a little bit of the details on this one. So this, of course, follows the spring release of the FAE01, and they had the other previous releases, which are the RC6 and the SE4 PR5. So this, again, is part of their wood science research that goes into developing these series. So these finishing staves are 10 virgin French oak staves that were double heat treated, first with infrared and then had a flame finish. It is, of course, non-chill filtered. It is non-age stated because, of course, it's Maker's Mark. It's 109.1 proof at cask strength, has a $60 SRP, and these will also be included in shipments from the Whiskey Drop, which is their new direct consumer program coming from Maker's Mark.
I guess one of the advantages of being next to Independent Stave is you get to have fatty ester, you know, and whatever RC, you get all these experimental wood stuff. It's
you just
pretty cool.
Call Brad Boswell over. You're like, we need some new kind of wood. Like,
yeah.
The other 400 variants of wood that we've tried just haven't worked out. We need the 401st.
Well, they know what they're doing. It's worked out so far.
Yep. So let's go ahead and we'll dive in with the nose here. I like it.
Yeah, it's got a lot of butterscotch kind of flavors.
Almost like a Werther's original.
Yeah.
I think that's because
you could fool me. This is like a 80s old granddad or something.
I mean, it's close. I don't think it's all the way there.
All the way there, but it has representation. It reminds me of the cuvee stave, you know, you know, when you made your own blend there.
We could still make our own blend. We just haven't done it in a while.
I know. Need to. Spend another 10-hour day down there.
We should probably
blending whiskey.
Probably should get back and do that sometime soon.
Yeah.
All right, on to the taste here.
Creamy.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some like Coca-Cola flavors, cola flavors.
I'd say like a vanilla Coke almost. Like I get like a heavy vanilla influence on it as well.
Yeah, I like that vanilla Coke, but it kind of has that little like carbonation burn or something, mm-hmm. you know, that you get with a cola. I'm liking it.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good. It's solid. I think it's really cool to be able to have a wood finishing series, a limited edition release that, you know, it comes out once and then won't be duplicated again. So, I don't know. Let's see how we rate it, though. On the nose, where are you at here?
Thumbs up. I love the nose. It was reminded me of those Indies National Distillers. It's not all the way there, but it's close.
Yeah. It's subtle. It's a little subdued from it and doesn't have that dusty funk, but it has more that caramel and richness that you would find from it.
Yep.
On the taste.
Thumbs up. I really like it. It's very sweet, very rich. A lot of... It's viscous, creamy. I like it.
Mm-hmm. It's just a really good all-around Maker's Mark profile on it.
Yep.
And the finish.
Kind of sideways. Well, not kind of. It is sideways.
It's sideways.
You know, there's so much good on the front and mid palate, and then it just kind of drops off. You know, there's not something there that lingers. I wish there some of those notes would stay, but kind of just evaporates. But it's still overall pretty good.
I'm kind of with you. And I think it's a great thing to kind of go out there. So if you're a Maker's Mark sort of hunter and like them, definitely go ahead and put this in your profile, because this is something that you're probably going to like, because it's a little bit different than anything else. It's not something that you can just get directly from a Maker's Mark private select. So definitely a really cool sort of one-off offering from Maker's Mark.
Yep.
But with that, cheers, everybody. That's our review for the Maker's Mark FAE Fatty Acid Esters 02 review. Cheers.